I too have made a lot of mistakes, but every day is another chance to live into my aspirations. I am still the possibility of welcome and joy. Yom Kippur enacts death, but it ends with a celebration that we are not dead. We have been given a reprieve, a second chance at life. The Jewish tradition also provides a daily opportunity to celebrate that gift. Every morning, ideally when my eyes first open, I recite the words printed on the front of your order of service, my rendition of a traditional prayer. Now, I'll be honest, sometimes I forget until after I've scrolled through Instagram and made my coffee. Some mornings I've made it all the way into the shower before I remember. But no matter what time it is, as soon as I remember every day, I say or sing these words aloud. Moda ani lefanayich, ruach chaya v'chayemet, shehechezart binishmati, bechemla, rabba emunatayich. I give thanks before you, Spirit who is alive and exists, who has compassionately returned my soul to me. Great is your faithfulness. In the mystical tradition, it is believed that our souls return to God as we sleep, almost like a mini death. It is not a given that we will wake up again. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Each morning that we do wake up, it is because God has returned our souls to us, and that second chance at life is a gift for which we are compelled to offer our gratitude. That is the mystical tradition. I am not really sure what I think about the concept of a soul. I don't really believe in the kind of God this myth recognizes, one who pays close attention to each individual person and their prayers and guides their lives. Certainly not in one who literally takes and gives back our souls day after day. But I do know that tomorrow is never guaranteed. Every day I open my eyes as a gift, even if there is no anthropomorphic giver. Each morning is an opportunity to try again to live into my highest aspirations, to declare myself as a possibility. The new year, too, is a sort of second chance. I mean, January isn't so special. Nothing is really beginning in the middle of winter. The cycle of the calendar year is really pretty arbitrary. But we have, as a culture and as most of the world, in fact, agreed that January 1st begins a new year. It offers something of a fresh start. So it is a collective opportunity to recognize the gift of waking up. Like Yom Kippur for the Jewish people, the secular New Year can serve for us as a time to pause, to intentionally reflect on who we wish to be, to celebrate the fact that we have been given another day, another year in which to try. May we use it well. You are full of possibility. Blessed be, and amen.